The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Carole Blackman, and Kiki. So, brother here, when you hear him sing, you think about Donny Hathaway. You think about the graciousness of a Nat King Cole. But really, he sounds like me, because I taught him how to do all of this. My boy from North Kakalaki, Anthony Hamilton. What's going on there, brother?
Hey, man, how are you?
Being blessed, brother, trying to stay away from the evil. How are you?
I'm good, doing the same thing, raising these kids and staying healthy. And yeah, man, trying to fight the good fight as well.
That's right, sir. Are you working on music? I'm sure you are working on music, because new album coming?
Yeah.
What's the name of the album?
I haven't titled it yet. It hasn't spoken to me solid like the rest of the album. So just kind of waiting for it to speak to me.
That's right. Now, with all that's going on, you know, any music that's just germane to what's going on right now?
Of course. That's the reason why the deadline that was set forth before was pushed back, because I think people now, they need different music than what I had anticipated putting out, which was incredible and exciting. But since then, I've been writing from a place of what we need right now and the spirit of where we are.
Yeah, so you're creating some kind of mercy me or what's going on kind of thing, your version.
Yeah, I got a few of those, yeah, but it's so empowering and it's so just makes you feel good. One of my co-writers called me this morning, the song we did yesterday called A Letter to My People. He woke up, he was crying. Wow. He said, man, it just made me feel so good to be black.
Yeah.
It was that powerful, man.
You know, when we come back,
yeah,
we're going to talk to you about some things that's going on, current events, how you feel about it. You have children, so I'm sure you have a lot to say. When we come back, on The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby. The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Carole Blackman and Kiki, still here with the legendary crooner, Anthony Hamilton. All right, Anthony, George Floyd, when you saw the video, where were you and then what happened?
I was here in my home, in my bedroom, actually. And I was, Lord, man, I was really, really angered and taken back, shocked. I don't know why I'm shocked that happened for so long, but just the fact that that man had no regard for his life. And he had evil in it, and I saw it firsthand.
So when you seen that, and prior to that, Ahmaud Arbery, the killing of him in Atlanta, and then, of course, Breonna Taylor, EMT worker, Sean Reed, man in the Air Force, all of these senseless killings, no weapon, no reason to kill them, and now the protesting came on. How did you feel about the protesting?
I understood it. I thought, you're not going to listen to us civilly. We have no other actions but to act out in the way that we are, in the way that we can at that moment. And the natural reaction is to get some attention, to get some resolve. And sometimes it's not the prettiest action. It's not the most responsible action, but sometimes it's something that's actually needed for somebody to wake up and say, hey, I hear them outside my window. Am I going to continue to sleep, or am I going to open this window up and see what's really happening?
Right.
And I think that's what protest is. It's just the voice of the unrest and the voice of people who've been denied. I don't agree with damaging stuff and
right,
hurting people, but you know.
So you have children, but do you have sons?
I have six sons. I have a 31, 29, 23, and then my twins are about to be 10, and my youngest is 8.
How's your approach to speaking to them about this and about the violence that could well come to them one day just going to the store?
I speak raw, candid, and immediately, like, hey, black and brown people are targets for racism and evil people. And I said, there's a lot of people who don't look like us. There's some evil and white people that have been attacking blacks for years. That spirit is still alive. Not all white people feel that way, but there's a large majority of them that just see us as material, or they don't even respect us as much as they do dogs. I see them take better care of dogs and run to the aid of dogs and animals before they run to the aid of black people. And I tell them, you get home safe. Don't let your ego get you in trouble that you can't get out of. Once you get home, you keep your head up, the pride, but it ain't no time to try to battle ignorance with ignorance. You outsmart it as best you can. Keep your calm. Keep your hands on your steering wheel. Keep your license and registration out where absolutely visible.
Mm-hmm.
And you get home safe. And the rest of that, we'll patch the rest of it up. Your fear, your soul, your ego, daddy will help you fix that. We can work that out. And if you don't make it home, you can't fix anything.
Yeah, we got more with the crooner, Anthony Hamilton, right here on The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby. The Chub Rock Show with Sideman Baby, Carole Blackman and Kiki, still talking to the crooner, Anthony Hamilton. Anthony, okay, so the new album, you haven't titled that yet, so we understand that. You got to wait till it hits you, wait till the spirit catches you. And I understand that totally.
Yeah.
What song do you think on this album you believe is going to be the one that you're going to start the whole journey with?
Wow. A song called Mercy is really, really powerful. And it speaks, man, and the way I'm singing it in a low register, it's powerful, man. Mercy is definitely one of the powerful ones. A Letter to My People, incredibly powerful. Chocolate City is another one.
Give me the ETA on all of this.
Well, we were looking at October, but October would put me in a rush, and I don't rush my music just for the sake of putting it out for equal purpose. This music is powerful, and it's something that the people need. So probably a little later than October, if not the top of the year, like January, February, like. But there will be another single.
Right.
I have a single out now with Rick James, back together featuring Rick James.
Yeah, that's an incredible record.
Thank you so much.
Incredible record.
I just did a flow version of it. That, wow.
Now, have you ever met him?
No, I never. Well, we were in the same place, but I never really had a chance to really get to know Rick.
Let me tell you, man, he was an incredible soul. I met him. Shoot, I opened for him on at least a dozen shows.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the day when I first started, no one knew who I was. I didn't have a video or nothing, man. And he was very, very kind to me. Very kind, man. Promoter didn't even want to give me a dressing room, and Rick was like, "Boy, come over here. You ain't gonna have your mother yelling at me." You know, he was just a down to earth guy, man, from Buffalo, New York.
Wow, man, that's awesome, boy. Can't many say they had that opportunity. He's one of my favorite
musician, songwriter, singer,
producer. Like, he was everything. Like,
very good,
and
man.
And the truth.
Yeah. How can people keep in touch with you, there, Anthony?
Social sites are Instagram is Anthony Hamilton Official. Twitter, Hamilton Anthony. My Facebook is Anthony Hamilton Music. Be careful, guys. There's a lot of fake accounts out there asking for money. It's weird and strange. Women don't fall for it. Listeners don't fall for it. I only have one Instagram, one Facebook, and one Twitter. And that's it. I don't have another one. If it looks a little fishy and there's not a lot of numbers or activity on it, please don't.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
All right, the great Anthony Hamilton hanging out with us. And we appreciate you, my brother. I wish you all the best. Please say hello to your family.
Thank you, man.
Continue to protect them during these unprecedented times here, brother.
Yes, sir. You do the same, man. And thank you. And I'm honored to be on your show. I'm a long-time fan.
Appreciate you, brother.